This is episode 1941 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. I welcome you to the launch of a brand new meditation series this week. All week long, you'll be guided as you discover meditation techniques and insight for your meditations. This week's series is all about virtues. It's about right action that will allow you to live out your life purpose. In last week's series, you were guided through steps to help you cultivate your life purpose. And our life purpose changes depending on what's going on in our life. And we evolve with each lesson we learn. Each trial we overcome brings with it a new opportunity. Each success can take you higher, striving for an even greater life purpose. You can go back and listen to the episodes from last week's series if you'd like to reflect more on your inner wisdom as you cultivate your life purpose. This week will be about being open and receptive as you receive insight and wisdom to continuously improve yourself. There are what are known as the seven virtues. There are also the seven deadly sins. So in this week's series, you will contrast a virtue each day with its opposing quality. There are seven virtues, one for each day of the week in this series. The virtue you'll start off with as you launch into this series is the virtue of chastity as opposed to lust. You might think of chastity and lust in regard to only a physical expression, but your thoughts and actions can be impure. You may lust and have self-serving longings and desires, whether it's with negative thoughts you're thinking towards someone, or something you crave, such as food. It could be an addiction. You could even crave glorification. As you settle yourself down to meditate today, consider what you would like to purify in regard to feeling more chaste. Think of your thoughts and actions you take and evaluate whether they are self-serving in any way. What could you do to have more purity in your life? You might think about the way you reflect yourself to others. Do you joke with foul language? Is your house tidy? How about the things in your house? Do they represent something coarse? Or when you look around, think about what you could do to improve your environment in an uplifting way. Or the language you use that helps to empower and uplift people. Even if you are upset with someone, our non-verbal cues and our language can be harmful to others. Think about how you respond to others, whether or not they like you. are you able to reach a state of purity where you have a clear conscience in regard to how you live your life, your thoughts, your actions? It's so common these days to criticize, to take a look at the uncertainty in the world and to condemn and to judge. Evaluate yourself in regard to the purity and the goodness you can bring to the world. If you'd like the full half hour deeper meditation experience, you can try the Sipinom app for 2 weeks free. You receive a journal and a slowdown guide that goes along with each week's theme. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.